This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers workers in Colorado Springs are not on strike today. The employees' union said at a press conference yesterday that locations in Colorado Springs would be walking out today, but it later retracted that information as incorrect. The union says some worker contracts in Colorado Springs have not expired yet. Several stores in Pueblo did begin their strikes this morning as planned. Bear Creek Falls in Telluride is up for sale, but how much it's worth depends on who you ask. CPR's Haley May reports.
Landowners, including Birch Properties, want $15 million for the acres containing the popular tourist destination. The goal is for potential buyers to expand conservation efforts and improvements. The valuation is partially based on the ability to monetize the trail in the future. But Telluride Mayor Teddy Errico says he doesn't think that's possible.
They only have access at the very tippy top of the trail. So I just don't see how they can monetize hiking up and down the Bear Creek Trail.
The mayor says even if the falls sell to a private buyer, visitors can still view them from Bear Creek Preserve and Forest Service land. Haley May, CPR News.
It's Girl Scout cookie selling season, and the Scouts are finding replacement locations while workers at King Soopers are on strike. The Scouts are not crossing picket lines. The walkout might affect sales numbers, but could also be a learning opportunity, says Leanna Clark, the CEO of Girl Scouts Colorado.
We know that there's frustration, but we're trying to also have troop leaders and parents talk to the girls about what a strike is, the history behind strikes, why people strike.
Businesses including Vectra Bank, Safeway, and Arc Thrift Stores have extended the hours for the Girl Scouts to set up their tables. Clark says they're preparing for picket lines in other Colorado cities. This is CPR News and KRCC.